Okay, hello. I should probably do my disclaimer first. Okay, hi, this is Local Bro Girl. If you're listening to this audio that is not from that is not from Reddit or Soundgasm, or from an account that isn't my account, which is Local Bro Girl, then you are probably listening to this audio. The audio you're currently listening to has probably been re-uploaded or republished on a secondary source that I did not give permission to re-upload myself. Why was it so hard to say? Anyway, I would really appreciate it if you could go back to its original source, which is my Reddit or my Soundgasm at Local Broke Girl, and support me from there, you know? So I'll give you like 5 seconds to do that. Okay, so hopefully you're back at your original source, and if you are, thank you. If you aren't, fuck you. And you know, if you've been listening to the original source from the original source at the entire this entire time, thank you as well. Okay, let's move on. I can never get my fucking disclaimer right, like. Horrible. Okay. Anyway, happy Singles Day, y'all. It's 11/11. So, to all my lovely single listeners out there, happy Singles Day. Share a Pocky with yourself. Eat the whole Pocky box. Yes. And, you know, like, as well, okay, I actually have like another audio which I talk about this. Oh, whatever, fuck it, I'm just gonna say same things. Sometimes you don't want to hear it, sometimes. What? This is my problem with like rambling things, because I have no idea what the fuck I'm saying like half the time. I should really have a script. Okay, but yeah, you know, like, sometimes it sucks that, you know, you see like people you know and like friends like all getting into relationships, and then you're wondering like, why am I alone? Why won't anyone love me? I'm on like all the fucking dating apps in the fucking world and no one loves me, and you're just like, why? And you know what, that's fine, you know. Obviously there's gonna be people who judge you that like, oh, you haven't been in a relationship at all, like, oh, that must be so sad, like, my boyfriend and I haven't like really happy, or like my girlfriend and I haven't really happy, and it's just like, fuck you, you know. But it's perfectly fine, you know, to never have been in a relationship before. Of course, I understand that people always want the experience of having someone love them, and honestly, it's natural, you know, like everyone wants to be loved in one way or another. And sometimes you just want to go to like pound town, okay, without like the emotional stress of a one night stand. So yeah, like, if you're single, like, it's perfectly fine, you know. And you can't give me like the shit is just like, oh, you've probably dated someone before, or like, and like, you know, you understand what it's like to be like, you know, in a relationship with someone. Like, no, I've been single my entire fucking life, and you know why? It's because I'm devoted to my work, okay? I've been devoted to my studies this entire time, and I have commitment issues. So, and I would say I am pretty successful in terms of like studies, you know, gone to the university I wanted, got the score. Well, I didn't really get the score I wanted. I really wanted one more point, but you know what? Fuck it, I worked hard for that shit. And, you know, studies wise, I am in a pretty happy place. You know, when it comes to personal achievements, that doesn't include studies, however, that's when I start to hate myself, but we won't go into that. But yeah, I've never been in a relationship before, and that's fine. I feel fine. Sure, it gets lonely, but it's okay. There are like, you know, there are different ways to cope, which is one of the reasons why I'm on PTA. Yeah, I mean, like, I really do be like that, you know. and yeah, it's like perfectly fine to, you know, have been alone for like this entire time. And I do believe that like when the time comes, the time will come. Okay, like the number of like one-sided loves I've had, so many. Me come back and I'm being like, hey, I fucking like you, and then being like, sorry, I like somebody else, and I'm just like, flow, that's cool. And then we just like never speak to each other ever again. Like, it really do be like that sometimes. Yeah, and then I feel like I just like stumbled across, I can't fucking speak. Okay, but yeah, you know, it happens, you know, like I've been on like dates with like people on like Tinder and Bumble and like fucking OkCupid. OkCupid is like kind of weird because like like people way off my age range sending me like introductions being like, hey baby girl, and I'm just like, oh god. Like, I do, because I have like a choker that has like a heart locket in the middle, and so it was in one of my pictures, and so I was just like, will I be the one to unlock the key to your heart? And I was just like, and I looked at the profile, his profile, and I saw his age, and I was just like, I am too young for you. like hold up. Like, stop yourself. And then I was just like, I'm just gonna pretend I don't see it. I won't see it. I can't see. My eyes do not exist. So yeah, it's weird, it's hard, you know, and like, I don't know, like when I think about it, it's just like, ugh. It's like, ooh, hoo, hoo. Like the whole like online dating process is just like, ugh. So you know, you have to get, like, I really can't like meet friends online for some reason. Like, I think that has always been like a problem for me. I think it's because like I'm generally very paranoid, especially when it comes to like image and reputation, because growing up, that's like, people have always like kind of emphasized like the importance of like image and shit, so I've always been like, okay, I always need to maintain like a good image, a good reputation, which is why I have like a tendency to kind of like go to a place where no one knows me, because then I can like rebuild my image and brand from there. But that also ends up creating like a version of me that people wouldn't know, and so when those two worlds collide, they'll be like, no, she's like this, and I'm just, and the other side's just like, no, she's like that, well, she's never said that to me before, and no, she has never done that before. And then, you know, it's which is why I don't like it. That's why I kind of feel like I'm a bit of a fraud, but we won't talk about that. But yeah, you know, online dating is hard. It's hard to get to know someone over text. I mean, I do think it's a lot easier for me to be like flirty. Yeah, it's easier for me to be like a lot flirty and like, you know, more forward via text, because firstly, you can take however long you want to respond. And like, you know, you can think about your response a lot more as well. And because you're hiding behind a screen, like, you know, if they stop talking to you, then it's just like, it's nothing personal, really. Whereas if you meet someone and they say all these scary things, and then like they immediately have the reaction, it's just like, ugh, and I'm just like, oh god. So yeah, and I guess that's a bit of a problem, because like my online self is quite, I would say, is quite different from my real self. I do think I'm a lot more anxious in real life. Like, I cannot look into someone's eyes. Like, unless like I know you, like I know you, I don't feel as shy. But even then, like, it does take me, it does drain me a little bit to look into someone's eyes. Like, ugh. Like, ugh, I really can't. But yeah, which is why like online dating doesn't work very well for me, because like they're really meeting like two different versions of me. It's like they realize that I'm not that fucking confident and like I'm a little, and because I get more anxious. No, I get anxious on a different level, I feel. Yeah, I get. Yeah. Like when I'm talking, I tend to like and then because like my brain is like running low, it's just like, oh my god, they're fucking judging you, and then like I start making impulsive decisions, which ends up being really weird, and I don't like it, but it happens. I'm like, I don't know what to do. So yeah. But yeah, Singles Day, it's pretty fun so far. Really, well, my Singles Day is ending soon, in about like an hour, I think. Yeah. No, not an hour. I can't count. Whatever, it's ending soon. I made use of like the discounts today. Well, I technically only bought like one thing or two things in particular. I kind of don't want to say what I got. single time. Say, you know, if you're single, it's perfectly fine. If you're not single, it's perfectly fine. And yeah, you know, really just be like that sometimes. Like, I mean, of course, there are multiple ways to kind of like rectify it and stuff. Like, you know, maybe put yourself out there a little bit more, etc, etc. And like, I'm pretty sure it works for some people. It just doesn't work for me, because I do think that when I get bold, I become a little bit weirder, and then that freaks people out, and then I'm just like, let's not. So I tend to just like, ugh. Like, you know, I've made the first move. I have instigated conversations so many fucking times. And like, you know, I've tried like so many like formulas and shit. I know someone's gonna be like, oh no, all you have to do is just be yourself. But no, no one likes me when I'm myself, okay? Okay, no one likes me when I'm myself. Like, it's horrible when I am myself. Like, if you like me when I'm myself, it's because you're my friend and you have to say that you like me, that I'm myself. So, yeah, there's that. I can't remember the point I was gonna make. No. Oh, fuck it, whatever. But yeah. Singles day. I kind of stopped playing the Love Island game. Well, I mean, technically there's nothing left to play. I have like all the seasons and all like the, what do you call it, like the reunion, yeah, the reunion episodes and everything. I even bought like the season one reunion shit, 20 gems, kind of upsetting honestly. But I do really like season one of the Love Island game. Like, the characters are well fleshed out. There was like a healthy amount of drama, you know, and like even the most hated character is like still pretty much loved. Like, we all love Allegra. I don't think she's like the most hated. Maybe Lucy's the most hated, but even then I don't like hate her, you know. She's just annoying, so not too bad. But yeah. Oh no, I'm running out of things to say. I wanted this to be like a half hour recording. Maybe we'll just save it for another time. But yeah. Yeah, I guess like the kind of intention for this is that I know that, you know, some people may be feeling lonely and like they're just like feeling shit about themselves, but it's fine. You know what? It's completely fine to be alone. Sometimes, you know, you just, I don't know. I guess I enjoy being alone somewhat. I enjoy being alone, but I don't like being lonely, so. So some of you might be feeling lonely, and I thought that, you know, maybe we can just like chill out for like 20 minutes to like 20 to 30 minutes, just like have a good time listening to some like music. Yeah, like, you know what, let's play some, let's have some like sing-alongs or something too. Okay, maybe not like sing along. I don't know whether I feel like singing. Okay, let's just play like Young Keith's latest cover. Okay, yeah. Voice is so good. Okay, yeah. Should I just answer like a Tumblr questionnaire? This is how, like, this is. I don't even know. I don't know. I just wanted this to be like something for me to like accompany you with, you know, like let's just like. I mean, we can't really have a conversation. Oh god, it's kind of loud. Okay, it's not like we can have like a proper conversation, which is like kind of sad, like, you know, this is like a little like not a podcast but like a live audio thing, but it's probably a better thing that it's not live, because like I said my real self is not who my online self is like. Any revelations I've made today? Oh, The Sims has a new patch out. We have platforms now, that's really fun. And apparently in one of the bug fixes, it said that like, oh, Sims will no longer wash your dishes in the bathroom sink. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. So far there hasn't been any like bathroom sink incidents, so pretty good, some would say. What else? Oh, right. Before I recorded this, I was actually doing like an assignment. It's meant to be like an assignment with a partner. It's for like a conversations class. And basically this morning when we had a class, like, he was like, okay, yeah, you know, we'll just like write the script tonight and then we'll record it tomorrow morning. And I was just like, okay, cool, I can do that. So I completely forgot about it until like just now, and it was like around like what, like 10:30, and I was like, oh god, like I need to fucking do the script. Yeah, has he done the script? And then I go in and he hasn't written a single fucking word, and I'm just like, are you gonna do this at 3 a.m. or something? Either way, I already finished it, so I guess he doesn't have to do any of the fucking work, fucking bitch. Yeah, I had him as my partner in like my second week of the semester with like another girl, and like he set the time for like 10 a.m. and he came at 11. I was just I wanna fucking stab you, eh? That's when I realized he was my partner this week, I was just like, fuck, like, no, like, this bitch was fucking late, okay? Like, this guy fucking sucks. Because he was the one who was just like, I can't make it that day. We all had to the two of us had to accommodate to like his fucking schedule. And then, wait, what? Oh, I was tagged in the challenge on Tumblr. Okay, you know, I just answer it here. But before that, let's talk about like this fucking annoying ass partner of mine. Yeah, so we had to accommodate to his schedule. He was just like, okay, I can only do like Friday at like 10 a.m. and I was just like, okay, fine, you know, like, even though I actually have a class from like 9:30 to 11:10, I'll skip it just so I can do this fucking recording, you know, because like technically the class that I was gonna skip isn't too intensive to the point where like if I miss one, like, I'm screwed, but rather I can totally just self-study. And so I had to email the teacher, I was just like, sorry, I am feeling sick. So, and then I go in and he doesn't come in until like an hour later, and I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? I totally could have gone for my fucking class. Like, this is fucking bullshit. And I mean, I didn't tell him that, but like, I probably should have. I was really fucking annoyed. So yeah, that was that. So Yeah, and he had so many fucking demands. Like, ew, I hate this bitch. Like, I hope I never get paired out with him ever again after this one. Well, it shouldn't be late, like, by an hour tomorrow. We set it for 10 o'clock again, so... Okay. So, the thing I got tagged in is... If you get this, answer with 3 random facts about yourself and send it to lots of... Okay, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah. 3 random facts about myself. Why was I even tagged? I'm never tagged by, like, these kinds of things. I don't think. Wait, let me check. Actually, maybe this blog might have been tagged a couple of times. Is she popular? She do be popular. Wait, let me just... 3 random facts about me. I can't like donate. I've tried donating my blood like twice, but I've been denied because like I can't remember what it's called, like the blood count I think was too low. And I keep getting the fucking iron pills. And even though I eat them and I try to donate my blood, they're just like no, you can't. And they were just like, you don't think you're getting enough sleep, girl, like you're not getting enough sleep, you're drinking too much caffeine. And I'm just like, it's just like, I would rather die. I'm joking, I don't. I don't. So yeah, that's one fun fact. I don't know, what else is a random fact about me? You wanna know how many side blocks I have on Tumblr? That's a random fact. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have nine Tumblr blogs. That's another fun fact. I don't know. Like, okay, how many Spotify playlists do I have? I have 50 Spotify playlists. There we go. 3 fun facts. I don't think they're fun facts. They're more like random facts. So. Wait, I had like a whole tag where... Oh wait, I'm fucking stupid, I could totally just search it on the thing. No? Oh, tag. It's past tense. Alphabet soup tag. Okay, no, this is like freaking. So, okay, some of these things are like a bit. Won't like breach my privacy. Okay. So we have to skip A, B, and C. Okay, D. Drink your last hat. Water. But if we're talking like drink, it was probably a Coke. Easiest person to talk to. On Reddit. I don't know, I don't really have, like, friends. I would, maybe Luna, the girl next door. She's the one I find easiest to talk to at the moment. But yeah, we haven't really been talking for that long anyway. Luna, if you're listening, hi! If you're not, then that's kind of awkward. Okay, favorite song. Favorite song? I don't think I have a favorite song. Like, I think I have multiple favorite songs, but that depends on my mood. It's probably something by Day 6. Actually, no, 5 Seconds of Summer has like some pretty good contenders as well. Invisible, Airplanes, Waste the Night, Vapor. Honestly, anything from Sounds Good, Feels Good. Yeah. Grossest memory. Oh, I stepped on like a lizard once. Like, I have two. Okay, I've had like two incidents regarding like lizards and my feet. Like, one time, like, I stepped out of I came out of the shower. I was going to my room and everything to, you know, kind of like pamper myself, put on a nice little face mask, and just like rest. And when I walked into a room, I stepped on something squishy, and I moved my foot away, and it was a lizard. So I killed a lizard by stepping on it. And then another time was when I was preparing to go to sleep, and I turned on the air conditioner, and like I think a lizard was like hanging out on like the little like planes thing. So when like it opens up, like the lizard fell onto my foot. Like I was just like, I basically just like kicked my foot like out, like as like a reflex, and then like smacked against the wall and died. And I was just like, oh my god. And I had to clean it up. Okay, both times I had to clean it up and I got scared. So yeah. Hogwarts house, Gryffindor. Everyone says that Gryffindor is like basic as fuck, but honestly I can't be anything else. Like, I think I've had like the whole mix with like Ravenclaw, but I don't think I'm that smart, honestly. Like, no one can see what I just did, but I just like held up like two peace signs, like very sadly. Alright, in love? I'm not in love with anyone. Sorry. I'm in love with myself. I hate it. Jay, jealous of people? Yes. Yes, like I agree with my answer here. Like, people who are extroverted and confident and can talk to people easily, like, I fucking admire you. Killed people? No. Love at first sight or should I walk by again? Have I ever encountered love at first sight? I would like to, actually. Middle name? None. Number of siblings? Redacted. One wish. Okay, well, I fulfilled like one part of this wish that I wrote before. Okay, technically, no, I fulfilled both parts. It's just like not both at the same time. But my wish now. To go skydiving? Pretty generic. I don't think it's that much of a wish. Last person I called, I think my dad. Question I am always asked. Okay, because like I came from an art school where I did theater. People were like, when I mentioned they're like, oh, I'm from an art school, like people would say like, oh, so you're good at drawing? And I can't draw for shit. Next, reason to smile. Oh fuck. Because I feel like I should say something uplifting here, but I'm looking at my answer from the past and I'm just like, this is too real. You know, let's just skip this question. Song I last sang. Each, probably. Actually, no, maybe not. No. Yesterday, I was watching a stream and singing along. I think, yeah, we had, it was like a bit of like a One Direction cue and then some 5 Seconds of Summer. So I think it was Kiss Me, Kiss Me. That was like the last song I sang. Time I woke up today, probably about like 8:30. Underwear color, ooh, saucy. I think it's red, like a nice maroon, as some would say, a saucy maroon. A vacation destination. I would like to visit Spain. I think, yeah, Spain. Ooh, Switzerland or Sweden. Also pretty nice. Yeah. X-rays. Oh, I used to take x-rays a lot. Because I have scoliosis. My spine ain't right. My favorite food. You see, it used to be eggs, but now I feel like it's changed to dumplings. Yeah, it might be dumplings. Lastly, zodiac sign. Should I? Yeah, Cancer. I'm a Cancer. I'm the crap. I'm the 69 sign. That was like a... I think it's like a meme on like Instagram where someone had put like the Cancer symbol in like their bio, and then someone asked like, oh, haha, what does it sign mean? Like, was it 69 sign me? And then he was just like, oh, like, and the user was like, in my bio. And then the person was just like, yeah. And the user went, Cancer. And the person just went, oh shit, I didn't know you were going through Cancer. Like, thoughts and prayers to you. And I'm like, oh, puppy. I'm looking for like all these, like, dude, maybe this should just be my Q&A. Yeah, I'm having a Q&A to celebrate 100 followers. If you have any questions, you can ask me there. But I just realized, because now I'm looking through like the stuff that I've been tagged to like answer questions in the past, so, like this should just be my ask me anything, but it's like just me asking myself things. Ever had a poem or a song written about you? Yeah, someone wrote a song for me. This is when I was on Tinder and I was using a fake name, and this guy sent me some fucking like reggae inspired track. And it was so bad. Like, I heard like the first like 10 seconds, I was just like, oh no, like, sweetie, no. And I sent it to my friends and everyone was like, no. And then, you know, up to this day, I mean, I was very honored, you know, but I only knew the guy for like an hour. I remember something. Wait, I'm not gonna say my fake name. I can't. But someone was just like, oh no, one of the lyrics was just like, you're as cold as ice or something like that. And I was just like, okay, should they? But yeah, when was the last time you played air guitar? I don't fucking know. I don't remember. What's a sound you hate or you love? Yeah, okay, yeah, I hate like high-pitched sharp sounds that are just like you know when like a mic is too close to the speaker. I hate that, like, the sound that comes out from that. I hate that. Sounds that I love, like someone knocking on wood or like sounds of the ocean. Love that. Do you believe in ghosts? Kind of. I haven't had an encounter with one though. Do I believe in aliens? Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't really specify, like, alien life forms, alien concepts, you know, like, all these things exist. Yeah. Do I drive? No, I was learning, and then, like, I moved overseas for university, and so I stopped for a while. I will probably learn it. I'll probably get back to learning it once I graduate, though. What's the last movie I saw? It was just like this afternoon. I went and watched Dodgeball from like the 2004 film with like Ben Stiller. It's so stupid. It was so bad, and it was like oddly funny for some reason. Okay, do I have any obsessions right now? Obsessions? I don't think. Well, fucking Sudoku. This sounds like a nerd. But like, I have Sudoku installed on my phone, and I play about like 5 to 6 games every single day. So, hashtag nerdy things. What else? Da 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 Okay, it's like another tag. 11 questions tag. How much sleep do you get last night? Don't lie to me. I think I slept about like 2 or 3. So maybe, yeah, 5 or 6 hours. Not too bad, not too bad. Do you use any lip balm or lip tint? Yeah, I do. Somewhat. But I don't use it regularly. I only use it when I go out. Which is weird because I'm wearing a mask. So like no one can see it. But I'm just like, no. Like my lips on full display. But no. Tell me about my guilty pleasure. I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm guilty for watching reality TV and being obsessed with it. Wattpad stories. Sometimes I go back to them because I think it's kind of entertaining. It's not even kind of entertaining. It's like really entertaining to me, especially like the badly written one. What's your favorite subject at school and why? Currently, by the pause, I think you can tell that I don't actually have one. Never mind. Pick 5 idols to be your classmate. Let's not do that. Experience the Hunger Games or the Purge? The Purge, because I get to commit crimes and I kind of want to know what that feels like to commit a crime. Like, and not just like, you know, like a fucking like, ooh, I shoplifted, and like I stole an eraser from a bookshop or something like that, but like an actual like stabbing someone or kind of thing. Okay, maybe not stabbing, but like, you know, kind of like shooting someone maybe. But I probably die during the Purge. Just like I would in the Hunger Games. But I feel like the Hunger Games is more emotionally taxing, while like the Purge is just like, it's like a real like fuck the system or something like that. Yeah, I would rather have the Purge. Tell me your favorite food without saying what it is. Describe it. That's just not. Everyone knows what my favorite food is now. It's like dumplings. What language do you have an interest in learning? Currently I'm studying Japanese, but I do want to learn Korean, and it would be nice to brush up my Chinese. You found a magic lamp and the genie would grant you 3 wishes. What do you have in mind? Please don't ask for more wishes. 3 wishes. I wish I was more confident in myself. I wish. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I wish to go for a D6 fan sign. How about that? And I wish to be... I don't fucking know. Like... Okay, fine. You know what? I wish to be rich. Let's go. Pick 3 of your favorite cuisine. Chinese food, that's for sure. Japanese. And maybe Mexican? I do enjoy Mexican food. Okay. Should I continue? It's been like 38 minutes. Like, wait, why is it automatic? Okay, fine. We'll go one more for like the song. It's like another like 4 minutes. Okay, let me check my other side blog. I think I've been... Like I said, I have like 9 blogs, so... Wow, there's so many. Okay. Okay, let's go. What's your favorite band? D6. As of right now. And coming in close second is 5 Seconds of Summer. Favorite season? I used to write autumn transitioning to winter. Girl did not know about seasonal affective disorder, okay? Because like... this was when I was happy. Because like last like autumn, when it turned into winter, I was just like upset. I was just like straight up upset. So... your girl's a liar. But I do think autumn is a very pretty season though. Better than summer at least. What's your orientation and preferred pronouns? I won't say I'm bisexual because I haven't dated a girl yet. Or rather, like, I've been on a date, but I've never, like, casually dated a girl. So, I would put bi curious. Yeah. Preferred pronouns, she, her. Yeah. Do I believe in fate or miracles? Kinda. The romantic in me believes it. Like, there's such thing as fate and miracles, but ultimately I do think we make our own destiny somewhat. What's my favorite academic subject? You know what, let's just not talk about that. What are your thoughts on aliens? I mean, I said it before, like, you know, alien concepts, alien species, like, they exist. And, you know, and I don't know if I've ever been abducted, but if I have, good lord. The probing. Do you have a bucket list? If so, what are the top 3 things on it? I used to have a bucket list, and then now I'm just like, you know what, I'm just ready to leave. Like, but I guess things I want to do, yeah, skydiving. I don't know. Go to countries that I haven't been to yet. I kind of want to try surfing, but I'm kind of afraid. Yeah. What is the most embarrassing thing that happened to me this year? I don't know, I feel embarrassed like all the fucking time. I feel embarrassed because of myself. I actually can't really think of one that was like super embarrassing. Let's just skip that. What are your top 3 bad habits? I used to have like biting my nails and like chewing ice is a bad habit, but I don't do it as often anymore. Like, I've stopped biting my nails and I've decided to cut them because, like, now that I got back into piano, I was just like, okay, I actually like need to like maintain my nails, and I know that my teacher checks my nails, so I don't want her to see that I have ugly nails. And in terms of chewing ice, well, the thing is, I don't actually have like a proper ice tray at home. And when we do make ice, it's like a huge cube, you know, or like the whiskey sphere, ice spheres. So I can't exactly chew on those. So the only time I ever get to like chew on ice is if I order like a soft drink and from like McDonald's or something, and then there's ice in it, and then I will most likely chew it, but it hasn't. But yeah, I do think that like my ice chewing habits has decreased significantly. Is this what they call self-care? Oh no. But chewing ice is so therapeutic, honestly. Okay. Who would you platonically marry if you had to? Probably my closest friend group, but like 2 of them are in relationships. So maybe the other single friend. I don't think we'd be very compatible though. But yeah. Okay, and that's the end of the song. The song has been over for a while now. And we're hitting 43 minutes. This is like pretty long audio. But you know, I hope that this has kind of like taken your mind off of things. And yeah. Like, it's just fun to have the company sometimes. I mean, like, you know, for you it could be like, oh, look at that, I have like a friend or something. And like for me it's the same thing, you know. Like, I don't really have anyone to talk to. Why does that sound so fucking sad? Like, okay, no, I do have friends to talk to. I just feel scared. I don't want to bother them. Yeah. And also, like, you know, the whole thing about like how like you can tell certain people things, but the same things can be told to like other people, etc., etc. And like for the recordings, it really just feels like, you know, it's just me spewing out nonsense. So, yeah. Anyway, happy Singles Day to everyone. Treat yourself, chew some ice, buy some discounted things, and yeah. Okay, I am gonna go now. Okay, okay. Bye!